720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Trisha Conrad is with us. It's her aunt, Taylor Casey, who is missing in the Bahamas. And Trisha, first of all, let me just say, I'm sorry. I can't imagine what your family is going through. What's the latest? Are you in Chicago? Are you in the Bahamas?
I'm in Chicago. I didn't have my passport to make it down. That was something me and my auntie was going to do while I was out here.
Yeah.
But my grandma and a bunch of her friends are down there.
And what do you hear from them?
So the latest that we know now is just that phone was found, and we're just really trying to get some insight if anybody has seen her, any information.
Right, because I've got to think that people listening, at least some people, would be headed to the Bahamas or have been in the Bahamas. And she went on a yoga retreat, and she went as a solo traveler. But from everything I read, this is a really well-known yoga facility. They're operated around the world. In fact, Gwyneth Paltrow actually had promoted it as an otherworldly experience and something on her Goop website. So it's not like an unknown place where she was, you know, headed to an unknown destination. How did the family find out that she was missing?
One of the instructors at the yoga retreat called Thursday morning because they said they hadn't seen her since Wednesday night. And she didn't make it to any of the classes or the dinner. So that's when they were a little worried.
And is there any video? Do they know where she was seen last?
As of now, we have nothing. We have no insight of anything.
That'd be heartbreaking.
Are the police involved in the investigation?
Yes, we have the U.S. police. We have the Bahamas police. We have the U.S. embassy. We have everybody hands on this right now.
And did she go to the camp by herself, or was she traveling with a friend or acquaintance or something like that?
Technically, it was by herself, but she went with a few other people who were in the retreat as well. But they weren't like friends or acquaintance of hers.
Right, just a group of people who wanted to practice yoga?
Yeah.
So is it the Savanada Ashram Yoga Retreat in the Bahamas, and it's in Nassau, right?
Yep, it's on Paradise Island.
And they describe your aunt as a Black American with light skin, a thin appearance, 5'10", natural, often covered hair. She would wrap her hair sometimes.
Yes.
And so what about her phone? Have you heard from any of the authorities about whether her phone is pinged or been found?
So I was the only family member that had her location on their phone on the Find My iPhone app. And I was able to ping it. Her last ping was Wednesday at 10:20 p.m., and it was in the middle of the ocean behind the yoga retreat.
Oh, my gosh.
They found her phone yesterday morning in the water. So that's the last lead or information that we have as of now. So today we're just trying to get the word out. We're trying to keep spreading it on social media, just so everyone sees. We have on Twitter, we got the Find Taylor Casey hashtag going. And then on, you know, Facebook and Instagram, we got it just at Find Taylor Casey.
Was the phone found in a swimming area, or can you describe the type of water it was found in?
They actually haven't disclosed that to me. It was just found in the water that I pinged it in.
Hmm. And you had been keeping up with where she was going and what she was doing?
Yeah, she had been talking to us every day. We had talked to her on the 17th, but we hadn't spoke to her. I mean, on the 18th, but we hadn't spoke to her on the 19th. But we were, as well, celebrating Juneteenth. So it wasn't abnormal. We had seen the message delivered in the morning, and it was like around 3 o'clock, I think, when the instructor called us and was informed, like, hey, we haven't seen her. We haven't talked to her.
And when was she expected back?
She was expected back. I believe the 29th or the 30th of this month.
Hmm. So I would just suggest that you mention the Facebook page and the hashtag one more time. It's Find Taylor Casey. That's on Facebook. That's on Twitter. That's on every social media platform, just to get the word out for people who might be traveling there.
Yes, and then we have, you know, for anybody that is willing or wants to donate, because the expenses are, right now it's like we don't know how long they're going to be in Bahamas. We weren't really expecting it. So these are kind of like unforeseen expenses that we're trying to, you know, help as well. So we do have a GoFundMe. That link is on the Facebook page. The Facebook page is Find Taylor Casey.
And what does Taylor do for a living, Tricia? What does she do in Chicago?
Taylor is a yoga. She is a more like a life mentor. So I wouldn't just technically, you know, lower her to just a yoga instructor because she does much more.
Yeah, I mean, being a yoga instructor and, you know, sharing that and living that life is a pretty peaceful existence for most people. So would you identify her as a pretty peaceful, easygoing person?
Super peaceful, you know what I mean? Everybody would classify our family as the Black Fullers. That's what they said. Everybody that meets us, y'all the Black Fullers. We are very, you know, family-oriented. We talk about everything. We have events on the weekends. We do car parties just to keep in contact. So this is kind of like unforeseen that Taylor's just, you know, disappeared. And no, we haven't had no word from her. That's not nothing anyone in the family does. That's not anyone's Steve-O.
Right. And how's her mama doing?
Her mom, my grandma, she is strong. She's a rock. She's holding it together as much as she can. They got down to the Bahamas this morning and they're about to get on land and get to working.
All right. Well, hopefully people will check out all the social media platforms, share any information they have, or reach out to loved ones in the Bahamas that might have information, and we'll be praying for the best result for you.
Yes, thank you. That's all we need is prayers and shares. Let everybody know here. We want to hear if this happened to anyone else. If somebody did have the situation happen, they made it out. We want to hear. We're open ears to anything, any information you guys can give.
Thank you so much, Tricia.
Thank you.
That is Taylor Casey's niece. I love that. Prayers and shares. That's really kind of what we rely on in a situation like this, don't we? Taylor Casey, once again, the Chicago yoga instructor who is missing in the Bahamas in the area of Paradise Island, which is connected by a bridge to the city of Nassau. And she was down there at a yoga retreat that's well known and respected. I don't know that I pronounce it right. It's Savananata Ashram Yoga Retreat in the Bahamas. So shares and prayers, that's what they're looking for. Hey, coming up next, Steve's news, and then we'll talk to Andrew Herrera from the Chicago Workers Collaborative. Some people feel like they don't have any rights, and it's all about temperature where you work. Not like us fussing about whether it's too cold or hot, but people working in warehouses where it is extremely hot. That's coming up on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.